This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
UCLA.
You're listening to...
Rolls and fakes, spike, and touchdown!
What's Brewing?
Down here, it's our time.
We watch the game.
Around the dime!
How about these guys?
They got playmakers out there.
Jake.
I am rather hairy.
I love you.
Bill.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know fully what's going on.
Mike.
Careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Hello. And welcome to What's Brewing. Patreon edition. First in a while.
Patreon!
Indeed, Mike. Yeah, and we are going to do our first in a series of game previews for the Bruins 2019 upcoming schedule. I still haven't bought my season tickets yet. I just kind of barely looked at it. You know, the Athlon just came out in the last month. Mike walked in here with a Phil Steele.
Yeah.
Right?
We've
seen the streets in Smith. Now we're looking at what's going down. And just right off the top of your head, they're starting the season with Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
At Cincinnati, by the way. I've already gotten into a little bit of a – it was kind of like a – snarky Twitter fight with a guy from Cincinnati. I want to say his Twitter handle was like, you know, like the Donkey Punch 727 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
ridiculous,
that.
A ridiculous name. But he was commenting on something else. But then we made friends, and so that's nice. So I may actually go to Cincinnati just to meet Senior Donkey Punch or whatever the heck his name is.
Don't let him do.
Yes,
whatever
that thing is.
Happens.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that won't happen. you already heard Mike. I also have our good friend Jamal here with us after we just spent an hour and a half talking about the Lakers.
Woo!
Anthony Davis. That was nice. So, Jamal, thanks for joining in.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're here to talk about the Cincinnati-UCLA game that's going to start off the season.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get the Bruins off to a better start than they got in year one under Kelly, or I should say year zero under Kelly, right? This really is year one under Kelly, isn't it? Because if we declared last season year zero, this has to be year one. So I know that doesn't quite work for the record books and all that, but as far as I'm concerned, year one under Chip Kelly. And let's start this preview just by looking back towards the debacle that was that UCLA lost to Cincinnati. I believe they lost 26-17.
It was painful. It was hot.
Game one at the Rose Bowl.
Gross.
It was hard all the way through. You know, you could
injuries everywhere.
You could probably make the case. You probably say very clearly that they're probably the best. That was the peak of the UCLA defense the entire season, I want to say. And in doing so,
they got worse as the season.
They definitely got worse, right? They only gave up 110 yards passing, and they only gave up 194 yards rushing. Which we'll say only 194 yards. That's not great. But when you look at the rest of the season, and what they gave up.
No, it was.
So I mean, you know, of course, it's funny. Both teams. We're in the position of playing an old senior guy and then having that old senior guy get replaced by a young guy, right? And for Cincinnati...
Two quarters in.
For Cincinnati, that worked out. And they ended up with the rookie of the year in the AAC.
Yeah.
And for UCLA, that didn't quite work out the way they wanted. However, jury's still out on DTR and all that. But,
true.
You know, the Bruins were a revolving door quarterback between DTR and Walton Spate the rest of the season. Oh, my gosh, these darn autoplay videos that you guys can't hear... somebody tell ESPN just to shut up. I'm sorry, you guys don't.
I hate that.
You can't hear what I'm hearing, but on our mics, it doesn't go through the mix.
All of a sudden, the supersonic blast came through our headphones, and it's like, what?
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, wait, I'm not going to cut that out because it's for you, our loving Patreon audience, all mm-hmm. you know, 14 of you. Anywho, last season, that game, they lose 26-17. It really was like a. Everything that could go wrong can go wrong. What do you remember most about that game, Mike, before I kind of walk through it?
I just remember it was, just to simplify it, there was a good play, and then they'd have two or three plays which just brought them back. And
right.
Then they'd have a really good play, and then two or three plays which just, you know, brought them back. I mean, the fact that you had all offseason last year, everyone was talking about Kazmir Allen and how he's going to be the speedster that
Bill's magic man
that saves UCLA.
We should know right there. This is Bill's magic man. He's going to suck.
And you know, he did have a fantastic 70 plus touchdown run.
That was a fantastic
but
run.
That was it. what UCLA lost that game was 26-17.
26-17.
And that is, as awkward as that score is, represents how awkward the whole game was, because it wasn't just UCLA. Cincinnati had their had a tough time in that game as well. But UCLA had so many opportunities.
It was kind of a ugly sort of defensive-y struggle.
Yeah, yeah. UCLA had their opportunities, but for the most part, going against a Bearcat team, which was a year ahead of UCLA in the fact that Luke Fickell, their head coach, that was the first game of his second season. So he already had a season under his belt in Cincinnati. So this was his second season. You know, everyone saw that he was up and coming with Cincinnati. They looked good towards the end of the season.
But a pretty salty, angry defense.
Exactly. Which, sans the angry, salty defense. That was the that's the description that everybody gave Chip Kelly and UCLA last year. Wow, look at how they did at the end of the season compared to the beginning of the season. Still, that game was the very first game of the Chip Kelly era at UCLA, and it was not good. No. And it ended with UCLA trying to desperately, I think it was what in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, trying to pull out some sort of win, trying to go 100 yards to at least make it respectable. But there were just so many. Not just player failed executions, but there were some coaching mishaps in that. And
well, let's just think about the fact that this is a game that was 17-10 at halftime, and not 17-10 for the Bruins, 17-10 for Cincinnati. And the only reason the Bruins scored that the 7 of their 10 points was a very short field. I think they scored like on a 12-yard field when they got a Cincinnati fumble.
Yeah.
Once again, like I said, this is one of the better games the defense actually played. So they're kind of lucky to be 17-10 going into halftime. And then they come out and they even the score in the third quarter with Kazmir Allen's run, uh-huh. which was awesome, of course. But then after that, then the wheels kind of fall off, and that Wilton Spate gets hurt either in the second quarter or the third quarter of that game.
It was the second quarter of that game, right?
Spate gets hurt because a couple of Bearcats fall on him and injure his back. And then you have DTR coming in. And all I remember about DTR in that game was that he was trying to throw passes not kind of to people, more so through people, right? He was like sending lasers that were just bouncing off of receivers' heads and hands and helmets and shoulder pads, and it just was not a very pretty sight. And then
a little bit spastic.
When they're tied 17-7, they of course DTR fumbles the ball, it turns into a safety. Cincinnati takes a lead there, and then it kind of grinds. That's in the early in the fourth quarter, and then the rest of the game is just kind of a grind until heading down the stretch of the game, UCLA has a chance to get the ball back to win.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati has the ball deep, like inside the 5 mm-hmm. for the Bruins, and they're probably going to kick a field goal. Fickell sends them out to kick a field goal, and the Bruins get a penalty. Then this is like a little microcosm of the entire Bruins season.
Yeah.
The Bruins get a penalty, takes him like inside the 2 or the 1 or whatever, and then he changes his mind. Michael Warren runs the ball in. They take an insurmountable 26-17 lead, and the stunned Rose Bowl audience kind of goes home going, what me worry? This is not what we expected with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
That's kind of how
we
that game played
how
out.
How much? Oh,
yeah,
my
exactly.
God.
Exactly, exactly. Jamal, what do you remember about that game or where how that got the Bruins started last season?
I just remember they were good.